How many brains do we have anyway? You talked about the reptilian brain and the other brain. How many do we have?
Well, there's a couple ways of looking at it. Dr. Paul McLean developed a model of the human brain called the triune brain. And we've talked about this a lot. The human brain seems to be three brains in one, kind of like an apple.
The
very center of the brain we call the reptile brain.
Okay. That's the smaller portion.
It's like the seeds of an apple, and it computes survival and keeps your heart rate going and your breathing.
Is that what kicks in if a car, if you're walking across the street and a car comes out in front of you?
Yeah.
That impulse to jump back?
Exactly. That's
okay.
the fight or flight response.
All right.
The autonomic nervous system.
It's the survival
brain.
Mode.
Yeah, it's basic. The reptile brain computes basic survival. The neurologist joke that I tell every time I do coast to coast, the reptile brain computes the four F's of behavior: feeding, fighting, fleeing, and reproduction. Okay? So that's what the reptile. So that's one of your brains, right? It's in the middle. Now there's another layer. It's like a layer. It's like a three-layer cake. We have another layer around that, kind of like the core of an apple wraps around the seeds. This is called the mammal brain, right? And the mammal brain computes all the next layer of behaviors, things like nurturing, right? Now, reptiles don't nurture their young.
No, not at all.
With very few exceptions, right?
Right.
They lay their eggs and they split.
Mammals do, not reptiles.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know what? There's a few. There's always a couple exceptions.
True.
Crocodiles do kind of move the baby crocodiles from one place to another. Very rare. But generally, reptiles are completely non-social animals, right? But as mammals appeared, they added on social behavior.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dogs and cats get along with other dogs and cats. Ferrets play with other ferrets, right?
Generally, you get those bad apples in the bushel.
Yes. So you add basic social behaviors and nurturing, but it also adds on emotions, right? Your dog shows you when he's happy and when he's sad and when he's bored,
sure.
Right? Okay, so it adds on emotions, all right? Now, there's a third layer over the mammal brain, which we call the neocortex. And this is the part that I mentioned before that surprisingly is missing in dolphins. They have this huge brain, but it's constructed so differently from primate brains. You really can't compare the two. But anyway, humans then have a third layer. It's called the primate brain. And that's where we do all the more specialized types of computation. In the front of our head, we've got this part called the frontal lobes. That's the most advanced part of our brain. It's everything from the eyebrows up, the front one-third of our brain. And that adds on creativity, imagination, cooperation, intuition, and logic. CECL, I call it. These are the higher types of functions. It allows us to imagine things that's not in front of us, that's not in physical reality.
Could there be a fourth brain on advanced civilizations elsewhere?
Well, humans have a fourth brain, actually. It's called the enteric brain.
Now, where is that one?
Have you ever heard of that? Where?
I have not.
This is the second brain that I was talking about. We have in our abdomens a set of nerve fibers made up of neurons, and we have as many neurons in our abdomen as we do.
All right, I've heard about the brain and the stomach,
That's the second brain that I'm talking about. You know, when you have people say they've got butterflies in their stomach, right? Because they get nervous.
That's where it is.
Or are you feeling you have a gut feeling?
Yeah, my gut tells me.
Here's another thing that points to you. You know, Carlos Castaneda wrote decades ago, one of the things that he learned from his teacher was to project this consciousness from his abdomen.
Let's talk about that brain when we come back, Neil. Neil, let's get back to the gut and what that has to do with being another brain, if you would.
No, I'm sorry. What did you do?
We were talking about the gut and the extra brain in the stomach.
Yes. Well, you know, what's interesting is that when we found that medications that affect brain processes also seem to have an effect on our digestive system. And the reason now that we understand that is because we have the same types of cells in our abdomen and in our digestive system. So it's one way of, again, showing the similarity between the neural network in our gut and the neural network in our brain. When we talk about activating more brain potential, it's very important to emphasize the fact that more brain doesn't mean more verbalization. It doesn't mean that you're able to memorize more numbers or facts. You know, 80 to 85% of the information that you take in to your brain comes in visually, for starters.
Sure.
Okay? Most of our brain is, if we look at the construction of the way that the brain is set up, most of it deals with nonverbal information, with spatial information. When we talk about gut instincts, when we talk about intuitions, when we talk about things like paranormal abilities, we're talking about things that are beyond language, that are on a whole different level than language.